If you need your Sega fix, all you gotta know is this. There's a podcast that exists for the Sega nerd. Come and get your Sega news and your classic game reviews. And there's fun and features too. I'm the Sega nerd. They've got Chris and they've got Graham. And there's Nathan now and then. It's like hanging with your friends with the Sega nerd. They're not fanboys, but they're nerds. You should listen to their words. Just download it and it's yours. Here's the Sega.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sega Nerdcast number 15. And for the more perceptive of you, this is not Chris talking, it's Graham. That's right, our main host, Chris, is away with his babies right now. I think they've been playing up, throwing around their toys and crying and just being general little, yeah. So with me today, I've got James and Ryan. Hey, guys.
Hey, how's it going?
Hello.
You're not bad. Hey. So, yeah, let's just kick the show off. We've got a good show today, but, yeah, let's start with, well, James, what have you been up to in the last, like, week or so?
Last week or so, just about the same as always, you know, going to work, going to school, playing a lot of video games. Recently got Sega Superstars Tennis, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later, and that's about it, actually. I mean, all my time has pretty much been, all my free time is, you know, game time has been going into that game, so
yeah, that's good. And Brian, what have you been up to?
Yeah, same. I've been going to work and school.
Work.
I've been sleeping. I had a sleep week. I slept through it. Sort of like hibernation because it's been pretty cold here. I just sort of ate loads of grass, plugged up my butt, and slept for a week.
You didn't find any more messages and bottles then?
No, I haven't been looking.
No, did you reply to it though?
No, he didn't.
No.
It's rubbish.
Ah, dear. Oh, well. Well, and for anyone who's actually interested in what I've been doing, well, for most of the week, not a lot. You know, work, general gameplay, I guess. But, yeah, I was also invited to a special event, which we're actually going to talk about a bit later, so I won't spoil that now. But, yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing. Not a lot. So,
nothing to report? Yeah,
nothing to report. Not really.
Oh, wait. Just... You quit, didn't
what?
You?
I quit. Well, I handed my notes in last week.
So you haven't quit yet?
I haven't completely left the job, no. I've just got the last few weeks of doing the same shit job every day, basically.
So do you feel that... Are people sort of, you know, different now that you're quitting? Are they treating you a little bit different? Like, does any of your higher-ups resent you a little bit?
No, I think my shift manager has been a bit nicer to me, which is really weird.
Maybe he wants you to stay.
Well, yeah, it's not going to happen. Yeah, I don't really want to talk about work. I hate it so much. I try to get out of it as much as possible, so, yeah. So I guess we better move on, yeah?
Let's move on.
Let's move on. Good. So, what's next? What we've been playing. So, I'll let Ryan start off with this one.
Oh, dear. All right. I have been playing some old games. I've been playing Shinobi 3, Return of the Ninja Master.
Ooh.
Yeah. it's probably my favourite game in the Shinobi series. It's awesome. Have you guys played it?
I believe I have. I'm pretty sure I have.
Yeah, it's definitely got the best gameplay, and every few levels it breaks up as sort of like a different type of level. Like one of them you'll be on a horse, and you'll be throwing...
Yeah, I've played that, yeah.
Yeah, and later on you ride like a hoverboard over some water and fight a mech, big robot thing, like a Gundam.
Hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Just like every ninja does, really.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just an average day as a ninja.
Yeah, I've actually only think I've played two Shinobi games in my life.
Yeah.
Which is one on the Game Gear and also Shinobi 3.
Game Gear 1, is that the one where you keep switching from one Shinobi to another and they've all got colours?
Yeah.
They're a bit like Power Rangers.
Kind of, but better. That's actually my favourite of the two that I've played.
Oh.
I enjoyed it a lot more. Just all the different powers and skills you got.
Alright. Well, yeah. So we've been playing that. Anyway. It's a great game. I've also, just want to say, I've been trying to play Rent a Hero on the Genesis, but it's in Japanese, and I can't get out the first room. There's a little girl blocking the door, and I don't know what she wants. Can anyone, if anyone's actually played it, can someone leave a message and tell me what I'm supposed to be doing? Because I can't get out. Anyway, so yeah. Let's move on.
So you're pleading to the listeners to help you out here?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Have you played it, James, or...?
I've played the first game he spoke about, Shinobi. I haven't played Rent a Hero, though.
Okay. No, I can't help you out, Ryan. So, yeah, I think it's down to listeners there, really, to come to your aid.
Yeah, well, I've played it, like, for 5 hours, stuck in.
How big is this first room?
Well, it's actually the whole house, but, you know, it's sort of like...
Okay. Maybe that's the whole game. Maybe you've completed it. You just don't know.
Possibly.
Yeah, good game, that. Yeah, that's why I had so many sequels.
Anyway, let's move on to someone else.
Okay, James, how about you? You mentioned a certain game you were playing.
Yeah.
Tell us more about it.
Yeah, I've been playing Sega Superstar Tennis, and the version I picked up was the PlayStation 3 version.
Ooh.
And been playing that for pretty much every night. It's really addictive, and that's a great game. One of the things that I think is really good about it is the mission mode, where you start off and it's called Planet Superstars, and you kind of go along this sort of like central hub, which has these spokes branching off, and each one is a different game from Sega's library. And some of them are just really, really great. Some of them are fun. There's like the Virtua Cop game is really interesting. It's just good to see the it's basically the first stage of the original Virtua Cop game.
Yeah.
And it's just really cool to see it with you know, updated graphics and how it would look on like a new system. Games like that, and then there's of course the standard tennis matches which are great. I mean, the game plays really well. I love the controls and just the what would you call it? The courses or the courts that you're playing on are just really, really vibrant, and they're just alive with character and color, and it's wonderful. It's a great game.
Yeah.
I think everyone should everyone that's listening should probably pick it up and on whatever system they can get it for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Have you played Virtua Tennis 3 at all?
Yes, I did. I played actually, that came out on the PlayStation Portable, right? I'm correct about that.
I think
that,
a version of it did. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the same, quite the same as the Xbox and PS3 versions, though. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I've never played it on a home console. I just played it on the PSP. But you know, I played Virtua Tennis. What was it called on Dreamcast? Tennis 2K2 or something like that.
Over in America, was in England, it was still called Virtua Tennis.
Yeah, but
oh, okay.
And one was the first one on Dreamcast as well, I think it was.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just that I was actually saying last week how I prefer Sega Superstars Tennis to Virtua Tennis 3. I when I first played Virtua Tennis 3, I thought it was a good game, but I don't know, overall I just found it a little... like, when you're still playing, it just sort of seems to drag on a bit. It's still fun, but... But Sega Superstars Tennis seems to have a lot more to offer. Like you say, you've got all the little sort of mini games and stuff, like the Virtual Cop thing you mentioned, and like the House of the Dead sort of stages and stuff like that, where you're hitting zombies with balls and things.
So
yeah, I can see that. I kind of agree with that. Yeah, that's a good point. The Virtual Tennis for me was fun for a little while, but as you said, after you played it a good amount, all it really had to offer was the tennis, all these mini games that are added in, and plus just the charm of having all the Sega characters and franchises there is really a big plus for any Sega fan. So
yeah.
I see what you're saying with that.
Yeah. Brian, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, we can all agree that the reviews are rubbish then.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen any of the reviews, James?
I have. I actually, I was speaking with a friend of mine at work about... a review. I won't say which website it was on.
Oh, go on.
No, I can't. No, but
was it IGN?
It might have been
IGN.
IGN.
After that. Fuck.
But what they were saying just didn't make any sense to me. I mean, I actually, if I read a review and it's something that I disagree with, I will sort of play through the game with my eyes, you know, sort of extra focused on what they were saying. Just mm-hmm. trying to see if I can maybe see it from their point of view. And I tried that with this game, and I genuinely just can't see how. I mean, a couple things they said was that the control was one review said it was too simplistic, another review said it was too complicated. that was kind of strange. But I went through and I paid extra attention to the controls. I really focused on, you know, whether or not it was difficult, whether it was intuitive, and I really have to say the controls, I can't see any problems that they were saying. The other thing was, of course, and this is the one that stood out the most to me, when the reviewer said, let's see if I can get the word, said it was sterile, the game overall just had a sterile feel to it. And, you know, that means just sort of cold yeah. and, you know, bland. And but that, I mean, after playing two matches of the game, I was just that kind of like blew my mind. I can't really see at all how they would say that the game is sterile. It's got to be the most vibrant and I mean each court is just filled with energy. There's just stuff happening all the time. Like like every square inch of screen has movement on it, and it's just I just don't understand that at all. But yeah, I can agree that the reviews are rubbish.
Yeah, there's actually one review I sort of flicked through. I didn't read it all perfectly, but there's a couple of comments that stood out. Like, I think sort of towards the start of the review, it was saying how some of the courts looked okay, but they weren't that high detailed. Although the characters were really colourful, and then like later on, it talks about how bland the characters look.
Yeah, you're both talking so, about the IGN review, which is
was it okay? I just flicked through it, but it was like they're really colourful, but also they're quite bland. It's like, what the hell are you doing? I've heard lots of other reviews have been pretty stupid as well, though.
Well, the IGN one was the lowest. It gave it 6 point something, but all the others have been in the 70, 80 range.
Okay, well, I think 7 and 8's not too bad, no, I guess,
I
for the game.
I think it's 8. I'd give it an 8.
Yeah, I would probably give it an 8. But I could see how some people might say a 7, perhaps if they don't like sports games too much. But then again, don't buy it if you don't like sports games. Don't buy it.
Yeah. When I was talking to my friend at work about this review and the game in general, he actually went out and bought it upon my recommendation. But he has a subscription to Nintendo Power, and he said that they gave it an 8 or maybe an 8.5. I couldn't. He wasn't entirely sure, but he said it was much higher than some of the others, but I think they're kind of right on the money.
Yeah, no, I could agree with that. Yeah, I haven't actually played online yet, but I played local multiplayer, and I thought that was really good fun.
Oh, yeah, I should actually talk about that. I played the day I got it, I actually went with my brother, and we both picked it up, and immediately we went, it's kind of funny, with just kind of thought about the what the internet has done for online, well, for gaming in general. Instead of going back to, you know, one of our apartments, we each went to our own and got online. But that's just sort of an aside here. But yeah, the gameplay online, we instantly started playing matches against each other. And as the interview that we had stated, there's voice chat and friend invites. So it's really one of the better on PS3, one of the better online gaming experiences, where, you know, a lot of PS3 games don't have those features, the friend invites and whatnot.
Oh, really?
But this was good. We got into games really easily together, and it was just like, it was such a blast. I mean, I guess the game is just sort of lends itself well to online play, because as you're playing, you know, let's say your opponent hits a ball and it's real far off, and you know he's got you beat, and you're running over there, and you're kind of like, oh, go get it, and you don't, and everyone's laughing. It's great. Plus, you can have other people watching your games as spectators.
Cool.
and you can hear them talking too, so they can like cheer on someone or you know, make fun or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, the online.
I think that was a feature in Virtua Tennis 3 as well, watching people play.
Yeah,
like
that's a good little addition there.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds really good. I've got to try and get it online. Are you going to get the Xbox 360 version as well, or you know?
I am. Yeah. I actually, the only reason I got the PS3 version was so I could, like I said, so I could play with my brother because I really like playing games with him. But I'm also going to pick up the 360 version because I know a lot of the staff on Sega Nerds and a lot of the forum goers use that as their online platform. So that's what I'll be playing it on that as well. So
that's cool. Oh yeah, and just so the listeners know, just a reminder, we're actually hoping to hold a Sega Superstars Tennis online tournament soon with like prizes and stuff to give away, and we were actually looking at the Xbox 360 version for the platform we're going to do it on, so that's just something to look out for in the future.
Yeah, if you're not sure which one you're getting, go with the Xbox.
We should get money off Microsoft for doing this actually. Anything else to add to that, Ryan? Or
yeah, I think they should have just gone and called it Mario or Superstar Tennis, and got nines from everyone.
Yeah, much better reviews around, I think you've got. I think, actually, I don't know, it's probably the IGN one again. There's another review I sort of read a comment on, and they're saying how they liked Mario Tennis because it's like all wacky and cartoony and stuff, and they liked Virtua Tennis because it's realistic, and this was somewhere in the middle where they hated it.
Yeah,
that's probably the IGN one again. I'm not sure, I can't remember,
It's like stupid, so it must be.
It's like a mixture of the two games, and I don't know. Personally, I think it's, I just think it's really good. So, yeah, anyway. Shall I move on to what I've been playing?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I was going to talk about this a tiny bit, because I know lots of people probably have spoken about it before in the past. I started playing a little bit of Mass Effect again, because I actually bought it, I think it was on release day over here. I bought it. I only played it a little bit. I only played it a few hours, and I just kept getting distracted by work and sleep and, you know, eating, you know, general stuff. And I've only actually just started getting back into it again, and I was actually playing it for a good, 4 hours the other day, which I haven't done for a while, because normally my game playing time's restricted. But I managed to get a good 4 hours in, and I was actually quite impressed by it. I really got into it. I mean, have you guys played it much?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
yeah. I've never played that game. I don't really know too much about it, but
Do you like sort of RPG kind of action games?
I do.
Yeah, I'd say get it. It's really good. It's hard to explain, but it kind of reminds me a bit of this is gonna sound really weird, like Halo plus mixed with an RPG, because you've got like the whole RPG elements where you go around the towns like doing missions and stuff, but when you actually land on planets and stuff, you go to that sort of action stage and like. It's almost like a third-person shooter. You're, like, running around, and you're just, like, taking out their enemies while picking up objects as well, because it's all, like, it's all real-time battles. It's not, like, turn-based or anything.
Hmm.
So, yeah, it's pretty good. I'd say definitely try and pick it up. Cause I've seen it quite cheap in shops over here, so I don't know about America. It could be a bit cheaper over there as well.
That'd be good. Yeah, I'd pick that up if it was... Do you know if there's any demos or anything released for it?
Honestly, I don't know.
But you could check Xbox Live. I'm sure there is. Yeah. There must be.
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I think a big game like that, they might not actually put a demo up for it. I know they've actually just released an expansion pack for it for like an extra mission or something. Like, yeah. I'll move on now. The next game I've been playing, which is the. This is the one game I've been waiting for ages since I first saw it, and it's my most anticipated game of like this entire year out of any developer, like publisher, like it's not just Sega, like anybody. I've been wanting to play this game, and it's Viking Battle for Asgard. And I'll tell you this now, it's been a very long time since I've actually sat down and played a game for 12 hours straight without doing anything else. And I didn't even complete the game. If you've seen the videos and stuff, you know how gory it is. Like you go into battle and like you're cutting limbs off of enemies and stuff, and it's just so brutal. That's the best way to describe it. Brutal. It's really weird though, because some of it's kind of not what I expected. Like when you first start playing, the first thing I thought of was Fable. You guys played Fable?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Kind of like the environment around him on the, like, because you've actually got three islands. You've got the first island, which is actually quite, well, it's not actually that small, but it's smaller than the other two. The other two are massive, but the first one, the island's quite small in comparison. And the first island, sort of some of the scenery looks a bit like Fable and stuff. And you're like running along as third person, like action adventure kind of game, kind of like in the Fable perspective. And the fighting sort of quite basic, a bit like Fable. Like you just tap A and X. And you've got like different combinations of moves and stuff. But if you just want to, the general fighting is quite basic. But kind of reminds me of Fable quite a lot.
Yeah.
But it's a lot less RPG-ish. So you don't, like, in the towns and stuff, you maybe got, like, three or four people you can talk to. Like, everyone else just goes about their business. And, like, in fact, you don't even have to talk to most of the people. There's, like, I think there's one person you have to talk to at the beginning who opens up some gates for you, and that's it. Everyone else you can just completely ignore if you want to, which is, I think, is kind of cool, because I hate it in games where you get bogged down and you have to talk to all these people and stuff, or you feel like you have to because you think you might be missing out on, like, some sort of really important secret. But you don't really have to. Like, most of the people you actually talk to are actually shopkeepers who, like, sell you, like, health potions or whatever. But, yeah, the, yeah, what do you guys actually want to know about it? Cause I could probably talk about it for ages, I mean.
How about the...
Well, the key point. The huge battles, okay. On the first level, there's only one really, really big battle. And on the other levels, it's like... Well, it's, like, hundreds of... people on the battlefield. To be honest, I don't know. It's just like loads of them everywhere.
How big? All right. Keep going.
Okay. There's like on the first one, there's like one big battle, and then I think on the other two, there's two huge battles. And the whole basically part of the game is that I don't know if you know that. There's a evil goddess called Hel. Who's banished to the underworld, and she's raised her undead, these undead forces to like take over Midgard, which is the land you are playing in.
What a bitch!
And yeah, oh no, god damn it! And they've basically taken over the land, and they've killed off loads of like Vikings and captured a load of others, and they've enslaved a load of others and stuff. And part of the game is that you're actually meant to go around and like sometimes you see guys just tied to wooden posts, and you can try and free them if they're still alive. And the whole idea is you go try and like save enough Vikings to make your army big and strong again, so you can actually take on the forces. So like, once you've like rescued enough people and done enough to prevent Hel like bringing up more forces in the area, you can then go into a big, massive battle towards the end of the levels.
Nice. Well, would you improve anything, or do you think it's?
Would I improve? And sometimes you get the feeling it's a bit repetitive. I think there's one thing that I think reviewers won't like. It's kind of like when you like rescue any Vikings, they'll normally like they'll go, "Oh, thanks for rescuing us, but if you want us to join you, we need you to do this or something," which is, I guess, kind of a little bit annoying. But at the same time, like I said, I was actually playing for 12 hours straight, so I didn't actually get bored at all when I first played it. I mean. It was just so much fun just running around, like, killing people. And, like, the levels are so well made. Like, the three islands, they're pretty big and open, and especially the second one. The second one I thought was amazing. Just, like, trying to explore it and stuff.
How far are you now?
I'm on the third island. I'm just over halfway through the third island, I reckon. But it took me about 12 hours to get about halfway through the second island.
So from the start of the game?
That's from the start of the game, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I have been trying to find as much as possible, though. So, I was actually talking to a Sega PR guy recently, and he was talking about the game, and he's actually completed it a couple of times. And he said on his second go through, he decided like just to do all the main like story missions, and like do basically a quick run through, because he like knew where to go and everything. And he said it took him 15 hours to do that, just like quick run through.
Wow.
So it's a pretty long game, I'd say, like especially compared to most games these days, like for single-player game.
Yeah. Sounds good. I'll probably get it eventually.
Not eventually, Ryan. Get it now.
I mean, tomorrow.
Yeah. James, you got anything you want to ask? Or?
Yeah, I actually, I have a comment and a question. I think since you say you played it for so long, I was just sitting here thinking, that's actually one of the easiest ways to tell if a game is good or not. I mean, when you're reviewing a game and you're, you know, you've got to put time into it and really get to the bottom of everything, if you find yourself wanting to do that, or if you find yourself playing and you're like, let's say, you're hungry but you don't want to stop to get some food, that's,
yeah,
you know a game is good, and that's just an easy way to tell. But that's good. I'm glad that it's good. But one question I had was, I saw in some trailer videos that during the battles there were these giant ogre things. I'm sure you've seen those.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the character, the player, I believe his name's Scarin, right?
Yeah, Scarin, yeah.
Okay, he runs up to this creature and circled around it, and once he got to certain points, there was sort of like, you know, a button icon appeared on the screen.
Right, yeah.
Like, yeah, and it, I guess you press that button, and you keep doing that, and it's sort of like this sort of cinematic quick time event sort of thing. At the same time, you're, you know, dealing damage. I was just wondering if you could talk about that a little bit, because I thought that looked really cool, and I wasn't sure if it was going to be one of those things that got repetitive, but when I first saw it, I remember thinking that it was really an interesting way to take down a bigger boss sort of character.
No, you actually do that with a few characters, not just the ogres. There's these other guys called champions who are just like really heavily armored and pretty big. Mm-hmm. And they've got big swords and stuff. So, yeah, there's a few characters you do that with. Basically, what you have to do is you actually have to wear them down first. So you, like, attack them with whatever you've got. And like with the ogres, once you wear them down enough and you get them in a good position, it will then say, like, hit B or something. And then, you attack B and it starts the quick time event sequence. And then you've got to try and press the buttons in the right order and stuff. The actual quick time events are actually quite easy, to be honest. But
yep.
I think that's actually quite a good thing. You're not getting frustrated because, normally you're in the middle of a big battle, and you're getting attacked from all sides. It's not, you're not just like one on one with a big ogre. There's normally like hundreds of other guys around you. So, having an easier quick time event is quite good, I guess. But yeah, like you say, it's actually really cool, and I've done quite a lot of them so far, and none of them have got boring for me. Because
that's good to hear.
There's about four or five different sort of combinations they do for the quick time events, and I think that's it really. There's like five different ones you can have, so you can sort of get to know them quite well.
Hmm.
So it's not different each time.
It was great looking. Sorry to interrupt you. He was like climbing all over the ogre, and you know when he got to the top, after wearing it down with all these button presses, he sort of, you know, like plunged the sword into its head, and it was just really, very like visceral, and but it looked awesome. It looked like it would be really fun, and one of those kind of moments where you're playing and you're just like, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, no, it is like that. It is so cool. Actually, talking about awesome moments, there's I don't want to ruin it too much for anyone, but there's one battle where basically you're running through with all your men, and on the battlefields they've got like they normally have like archers and stuff in different positions. The archers always have like flaming arrows. And you're like running forward, and they start firing these flaming arrows down towards you. But they've got like explosive barrels like in front of you, and like the whole like the area in front of you. You see all your men just like exploding and just flying everywhere. It's just like, because I wasn't expecting it at all, because I hadn't seen it before in the game, and it was just like, whoa, dude! I was like, I was just amazed by it all. And,
yeah, that's excellent. It sounds like a great game. I'm definitely gonna have to pick that up whenever it comes out here. I think it comes out next week, right?
I think it's could be. What's the date today?
The 22nd.
Yeah. I think it's the 25th in America and the 28th in Europe.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'll definitely be picking that up this week then.
It's not the perfect game, I'm not going to lie, but it is just so much fun. I mean, all the good points outweigh the bad points by miles. It's just brilliant.
What would you have in a sequel?
In a sequel? Ooh.
Yeah.
I guess one thing I would want is just slightly different, like more a mixture of different missions you could do, maybe.
Yeah.
Because even though you're going around like rescuing all the Vikings and stuff, and it's pretty good fun, it's just I kind of think sometimes you sort of think maybe just have something slightly different just to like to go through. Because also there's not that many... side quests, Which I think some people will actually think is quite a good thing, because I know some people actually don't like side quests so much. You're pretty much doing the whole game when you play it. And there's only a few little side bits, which is kind of good, but I think some people probably want them, you know. I think some sort of online play would be pretty cool, but I'm not sure how they would actually do it, to be honest.
I reckon co-op would be quite cool.
Just, yeah.
They wouldn't have to write it into the story, just have like, you know, like in Halo where you co-op, you just sort of play the same character, but they don't really talk about it, you're just there.
Yeah, no, yeah, I guess that could kind of work. Because that would be pretty cool, like, in the big battles, if, like, you go, I'll go and take on the ogre, and you go and take on, like, the other guys or whatever.
That would be badass, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, there's actually also there's another cool thing. You can imbue your sword with, like, three different elemental types, which is, like, lightning, fire, and ice. And when you, like, use your power of the sword, it sends out a shockwave, and it gives all your Viking friends, like your teammates, the same power as well.
Oh, nice.
And so, like, if you've got the ice one, which is pretty cool, you run into battle, and every time you hit an enemy, they just freeze, and then, like, you can shatter them with your next hit and stuff. But when you've got, like, hundreds of your men doing exactly the same thing as you, just, like, freezing all the other enemies, it's just so cool. I can really go on about this for ages. It's great. I think I should stop there.
Right.
Just so people know, I'm actually trying to write up a review right now. Well, not right now, literally, but over the next day or so, it should be up on the website, I think. So, keep an eye out for that, and you can see my the rest of my opinions.
Excellent.
Okay, good. I think that's it for that. Let's move on to the newsstand.
News.
Who wants to go with the first bit of news? I'll let one of you guys do it.
Alright, yeah, I'll do that. Okay. I was just looking at the outline there. Right. Just, not to brag or anything, but we were in, everyone I'm sure knows by now, we were in the contest to win, to see who can win the naming contest for a enemy character or a race,
Enemy race.
In the new Sonic RPG, Sonic Chronicles Dark Brotherhood. And we won! What can I say?
Yeah! But that's right, we won.
Was there ever any doubt? I mean, I'm not going to be mean or anything, but some of the other names were a bit rubbish. I mean, I should probably stop there. I don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah, Dark news. You can if you want to, I guess.
I won't cite core. That's, I'll stop now.
I spoke.
We won that. I didn't...
Yeah, I think a round of applause for everyone there.
Yeah, let's applaud ourselves.
Yeah. I think a big thanks to everyone who actually voted. I mean, seriously, we are very, very happy about it all. And it is down to all the fans and everyone who came to the website and voted, and just thanks a lot to everyone out there. It's great to win it. We're still not 100% sure what's actually going to happen yet. We're still being filled on the details, but hopefully, it's exciting stuff, I think.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you everyone for voting for us, and excellent.
Do you want anything to add, James, or...?
I was just, who was the, member who came up with that name? I can't...
Oh.
Trying to remember.
I think it was me.
Okay. What are you talking about? It was me. Hold on.
James, nice one. Good name.
Thank you. Thanks. I just wanted to plug myself there a little bit. Thanks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So if Sega need anybody to name any future races, just go to James. Yeah. He'll do it straight away.
I will handle that very modestly. Thank you.
All right. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Thanks everyone who voted. And James, you're fired.
Oh.
But you can save the rest of the show. Okay. Sorry. The next bit of news is really again about the Viking game, Viking Battle for Asgard. Just so that everyone knows, I was actually invited to a special event for the Viking game, which was set up by Sega Europe and also the Creative Assembly, who developed the game. So thanks to those guys. It was actually held in a Bavarian beer house. Do you guys know what that is?
Yeah,
good. Okay. Yeah. For those that don't know, it's kind of like a German beer house, like with German beer and stuff, and sauerkraut, yeah. But, it was a really cool event. They basically had like a whole bank of Xbox 360s and some very attractive German barmaids who were dressed up in like Viking clothing, which was pretty cool. And free beer. Just, it's great when you've got these lovely German ladies coming up to you and go, would you like any more beer? Could I help anybody?
Yeah, you could. Yeah. Sounds like one of my dreams.
Oh, it was reality for me. But, you could see more about that on the Sega Europe website, and I think their Flickr site. They've got loads of pictures up there. But the main point of it was that I actually got to interview Mark O'Connell from the Creative Assembly, who's like their sort of PR guy on the game. And the interview's actually on the website now. Too many ages to actually bloody upload. It's so big. Do you guys want to make any comments, any questions about the interview? Or?
I like Mark O'Connell. Don't know why. Oh. I like him.
Hey, he is a nice guy.
I've never met him, but from what I've seen, he seems like a nice person. That's pretty much all I wanted to add.
Okay, fair enough. I'm sure if he's listening, he'll thank you for that. What are you going to say, James? Sorry?
I would just, not too much to add, I would just sort of urge everyone to go onto the site and check out that interview, because I watched it right after you posted it, and there's quite a bit of very interesting details, and it's just a good interview. So check it out.
Yeah, yeah. Leave a comment as well. If you're there, leave a comment. Just, it looks like, you know, people care.
Well, thanks. I think that's it for our news stand, actually. We only had a couple of bits of news, really.
Well, I think we should talk about the brand new news, the breaking news that came out today.
James, you can front that one, I think.
All right, sure. The it seems as if someone, what was the forum called? I just want to make sure we give them credit.
We found it on Sonic Stadium, but it was from a guy called SBO Chaos.
Okay.
I think isn't that the name of the forum, SBO Chaos? Or
no, it's an actual guy, but I think it's his forum that it came from originally.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. Well, wherever it's from, got a.
We'll find a link and put it up in the outline later on.
Someone has sort of stumbled upon Sega's FTP site. There were these releases of some images, and that seems to be a brand new Sonic game, Sonic the Hedgehog. We don't know if it's the previously trademarked Sonic Unleashed. We're not entirely sure about that yet, but these screens look pretty wonderful. The graphics are really nice, and like I said, we're not exactly sure what it is yet, but it looks to be, I think it's pretty obvious, it's some sort of next-gen system Sonic game.
Yeah.
There's people saying it might be for the Wii. We've talked about it a little bit. We seem to maybe disagree a little bit.
Yeah.
The graphics just look a little bit too good to be a Wii game, to put it bluntly. And the resolution is a little bit too high, but either way, PS3, 360 most likely, and it just, we've got some FMV sequence shots, and seems to be some sort of story where, just from the images we're gathering, it looks like, Dr. Robotnik's at it again. He's taken all the Chaos Emeralds, and looks like Sonic's in some peril there in a couple shots. Is kind of a funny thing to check out. And there's some gameplay shots. It looks like there's about 6 gameplay shots so far, and we've got some shots of Sonic, running like he normally does, and we've got some robots, and he's doing a homing attack in one shot, and those pictures are brand new, and they're all up on the site, so you should go check it out.
Yeah.
I believe it's the top story right now, and, we're just sort of keeping our fingers crossed that we'll hear something pretty quick, and hopefully the gameplay, hopefully it plays as well as it looks, because it really does look really good.
I think a lot of people are suggesting it could be for the Wii, because some of the screenshots make it look a bit like Sonic and Secret Rings, like you're sort of on a rail sort of kind of thing. We're not sure if that's actually true, but some of the screenshots look kind of like that, so...
They do, yeah, it does look like it could be on rail. Except for, I think one shot kind of makes it look like it's not so much on rail. That's the one where he's doing the homing tech, but
you never know.
I mean, the camera could, you know, swing out and just show that as like a dramatic angle. But, yeah, like I said, we don't know too much about it. There's just a lot of speculation going on.
And
it definitely looks good.
Quite annoyingly, apparently the person who first found this got it from the Sega FTP site, but when we actually went to look on the site, we couldn't find it anywhere. So,
do you think it's possible they took it down, maybe?
Maybe Sega saw that someone actually stumbled upon it and decided to take it down. We're not sure, but we couldn't find it. Yeah. apparently there was actually a movie up there as well.
Ooh.
But that's where some of those CG sort of shots are from. But I think the person didn't get hold of the movie because it was about 600 megabytes or something. And they couldn't be bothered to download it. But, hopefully Sega will come out with a press release soon or something to explain all this. We might actually try and get onto them as soon as possible, actually. But,
I think
it's very exciting stuff.
I think it actually looks really good because it's using that sort of cartoony, bright-looking old Sonic game look, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's not such, like, it doesn't look like it's got too many humans in it this time.
No, it looks cartoony and bright and sort of like what Sonic always was, but the only thing I'm not too sure about is you can't see any loops or any sort of Sonic-y stuff in the levels.
There's actually one, someone who actually seemed to know quite a lot about the game, I don't know, on one of the forums, one of the random forums, they're actually saying how apparently the levels are based on real-life locations, which, to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of that. I think Sonic should stay in his, like, Green Hill Zone, you know, like, you know, aquatic city kind of levels and stuff, not come to the real world. I mean, I'm just not a big fan of that, to be honest. What do you guys think of that?
We should also say, you know, we should stress that that's all speculation, because...
Oh, yeah, it's still speculation.
As we know, as I just said, there's really only about 6 gameplay shots, and the rest is just... FMV, and all you can really glean from those are sort of like a Robotnik laboratory and a couple of monsters, and you know, there's, like I said, no one really knows for sure, but I just wouldn't want, you know, people jumping to conclusions saying, you know, this is going to be garbage, I don't want him in the real world, you know, the stuff that happens with Sonic games. But you know, like I said, as far as I can tell, it looks great, and I'm excited to hear more about it personally. I agree. It's very bright, very vivid. There's about the loops. There's if you look at one of the shots, and the listeners will see this too if they're following along, looking at the shots while they're listening. There's a shot of like a sort of like a town, just like a sort of looks South American, and it's sort of made. It looks like it's stucco, stucco masonry. These white buildings, and but you can kind of see on the top of a building there's a hill, and railings, and I'm thinking maybe that's sort of one of the paths Sonic will be able to run around, and you know, if that's the case, there is kind of some undulations, and you might be seeing some loops. If you know, I mean, I don't think I've played a Sonic game where there weren't loops, right? I mean,
what kind of thing? Was there any in Sonic and Secret Rings?
I have no idea.
There was. There was a good amount of places where the camera would pan out and show Sonic running, you know, around these loops. And,
okay, to be honest, I can't remember. I'm sure there were, but off the top of my head, I actually can't really actually picture in my head them actually doing it. But okay, yeah, no, I believe you. No, let's go for it. hopefully... Yeah, graphically it's just looking really good so far. So I'm hoping they are screenshots, because some of them just look sort of too good to be screenshots in my opinion. But I'm sure they are, really.
Yeah.
So is that it for?
Yeah, that's the news today.
Oh, actually, one little sort of mini announcement I sort of feel like we should make. We apologise to everyone who's having problems with the website. We've been having some sort of issues with our host and stuff, and the host is actually trying to move us to a private server, and so things are acting a bit buggy for the time being, so the site does keep going up and down. My understanding is that they're on the case and they're actually sorting it all out. It's just a bit of annoyance right now. And I can assure you it's just as annoying for us as is for you guys, because we're trying to post up news and stuff, and it's just it's getting in the way of it. But so I hope you guys can bear with us on that. So sorry for that.
You're forgiven.
thanks. should we go on to our next feature then? James, you want to take this one?
Sure. Again, we're going to do the It Came From The Forums feature, and that's, once again, where we sort of select an interesting topic that we think was worthy of mention from the members on the Sega Nerds forum, and talk about it a little bit. We sort of elaborate in the Nerdcast, and we each give our own little opinions. But here we go. It's this week's topic of choice is posted by a forum member named Corey Maru. I think I'm pronouncing that right. And the topic is that Corey Maru really misses Fighters Megamix, which was a Saturn game. I believe it was an AM2 game developed, and it combined characters from the Fighting Vipers universe and the Virtua Fighter universe.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Yeah, it was a combination fighting game. You sort of pitted each character against one another, and I guess it's got a really strong fan base. I must admit, it's a game that I did not play too much. I only played it, you know, a little cursory playthrough when it first came out a long time ago. But the thing we want to sort of focus on is that Corey Maru really wants a new Fighters Megamix made, and it appears that he would also like Sega characters that are beyond the Fighting Vipers and Virtua Fighter canon. So he's looking for something similar to Superstars Tennis, except in a fighting game. So, you know, he hypothetically calls it the Sega Superstars Fighting, or Fighters. So we just wanted to talk about that a little bit and get opinions on what type of game you'd like to see as the next Sega Superstars game, whether it be a fighter or a racer or whatever you can think of. So, Graham, do you want to start that off?
to be honest, I don't know. To be honest, I would quite like to see another like Fighters Megamix kind of game with Sega Superstars in it.
Let's talk about that then. What kind of what characters would you like to see in it? And I think the first question I'd like to ask is what kind of engine would you like? I mean, would you like a realistic sort of Virtua Fighter fighting engine, or would you prefer something more akin to like a Nintendo's Smash Brothers?
I think I'd quite like the Virtua Fighter engine, to be honest. I think that's like Sega's forte, really, in the fighting genre. Because I can tell that if they made something a bit like Smash Brothers or like sort of something crazy like that, they'd get Nintendo fanboys ripping all over them and stuff. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I think the Virtua Fighter like engine and like general design is actually one of the best ones for any 3D fighting game I've ever played.
I agree with that.
Because like Fighters Megamix did actually have a couple of the characters from Sonic Fighters in it.
Bean and Bart, that's right. It also had a few others. It had some from the one guy from Rent a Hero in it as well.
Yeah, that's right. And it had the female from Virtual Cop 2 in it.
Yeah.
And also it had a Daytona car.
Yeah.
Which was pretty cool, because I played Fighters Megamix quite a bit back in the day, and I thought it was a really good game. What were you going to say?
I saw on the forum someone was mentioning, and you can confirm this for me. Was there the AM2 palm tree logo? You know the palm tree they have in the logo. Someone said that was a playable character. Is that true?
I think it might have.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But I'm not sure. Because I haven't actually played the game for a hell of a long time. But yeah, I think it was. There was also Pepsi Man or something. Is anyone heard of that?
Yeah. Oh! I think so.
Silvery. I think it was some sort of Pepsi related, you know, advertisement or something. But in the game.
I vaguely remember that. I can vaguely remember Palm Tree as well, but I don't think I've unlocked it. Thing is, there's so many unlockable characters in that game. I mean, I unlocked quite a lot, and they had like some of the virtual kids in them there as well, I think, and I don't actually remember ever unlocking the actual Palm Tree, but
no, but I'm pretty sure it was in there.
Yeah, I can vaguely remember seeing screenshots of it.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's pretty funny. Ryan, would you do you agree with that? Would you want the would you want a new Sega Superstars Fighter to use like a more realistic fighting engine or something like Smash Brothers?
Well, see, when I always picture it, because I actually do put quite a lot of thought into this, I always think it would be quite cool to have a sort of Power Stone 2 type engine where you've got hold on a minute. And before Graham starts, take out the Power Stones, just have the sort of the levels, you know, and the fighting sort of like that. Sort of four player mixing it up there.
It's kind of funny that you say that, because when I was thinking about Virtual Fighter, I was also sort of thinking maybe Power Stone could be quite cool as well. But yeah, no, that is a good concept. I think the reason why Ryan just mentioned about the Power Stone thing is that I can't stand the actual Power Stones. Like those games, I thought were brilliant, but the Power Stones ruined them because they made the people too good, and just like it's got a bit annoying. Whereas when you were just fighting, you could like run up walls, jump up lampposts and stuff. Well, that was really cool, but yeah.
Yeah, and it's also how the level progressed. You know, like in the second game particularly. Yeah. I think it was, not sure about the first game. I don't think it did. But in the second game, the level would progress. Like you'd be on that flying ship, and then it would break. And then you'd fly down and land in that fighting area. That was pretty cool.
It's always cool when you're still fighting in mid-air and stuff. Well, it was always really good fun. That would be really good, actually, thinking about it. Like, if they had, like, a Sonic stage and had, like, a little loop in the background or something you could go on, I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. I didn't think of that at all, and that'd be a really fun game, I think.
Yeah, quick, copyright it.
Come on, Sega, go for it, come on. We've given you the idea, now you just do it.
Alright, that's good. What kind of, just another question, what kind of characters would you guys like to see in there?
If it was like the Virtual Fighter kind of engine, I'd say like the Virtual Fighter, Fighting Vipers, Last Bronx, I think those kind of guys. Maybe like a little bit of the fun stuff like the Sonic Fighters again, if it was like the Power Stone thing, I think that would be really good suited to like Sonic and, the Sega Superstars tennis kind of characters, the ones I've got right now, I think that'd be really good. Yeah, and also Ryo Hazuki.
Yeah.
He'd have to be in there.
He needs
definitely.
He needs to be in everything.
Damn right. Even just standing in the background waving, I think people would be happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put him in everything.
There's actually some hope for that. I mean, if you guys remember the question and answer we had, Steve Lissette from Sumo Digital, who developed Sega Superstars Tennis, actually said the character he would include if he could go back and redo Sega Superstars Tennis was actually Ryo Hazuki. So just to keep people from complaining.
which just goes to show that they should there's still people out there that want the series to continue. So get on with that, Sega. Come on. Pull your socks up, come on.
I think we've gone about that for ages.
Yeah, let's not get into that one.
So what do you think, James? What would you actually want to see out of like Sega Superstars franchise? What would you want to see next?
Well, we've just talked about the fighter, potential fighter, for a good amount, so I'll switch over to something else that's sort of been discussed on the forum, and that is a racing game, a Sega Superstars racer. And, that could, I guess we can just talk about that. That could be anything from, I don't know if I'd want like a kart racer, because that might just be a little bit too much like Like Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would draw a lot of comparisons. But there's just a lot of
cars. What about something like Sonic R? Did you ever play Sonic R?
That was a Game Gear game, is that right?
No. The Sonic Drift, which was a kart game, which is on the Game Gear. But there's Sonic R on the Saturn.
Oh, Sonic R, yeah, I did play that. Yeah, it was mostly running, right?
Yeah. It depends on the character. They had, Sonic, Tails, and Knuckles. They all ran. But then you had, Robotnik and a little flying machine. And Amy had a little car and stuff. So each character had, sort of different abilities and stuff. Tails and Knuckles you could fly and glide with and stuff. And Sonic could do his double jumps and everything. And, they all had different things, they could do. So... Actually, I reckon if they had, a Sega Superstars thing like that, that'd be really good, because you could have all the different, people, not just Sonic, just, all the other characters from different games doing stuff like that as well. I think that'd be really good.
Yeah, it would open up possibilities for a lot of different power-ups and stages and stuff like that. You know, not limiting it to just the Sonic universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to disagree. I didn't particularly like Sonic R. Sorry, I don't like the running thing. I reckon they should be in a vehicle, but maybe not a cart. Have you guys played Power Drift?
I recognise it.
It's sort of like imagine a car, but the track's sort of like a roller coaster. I think it was on the Saturn, I'm pretty sure. And, you should look into that, because that's the sort of thing that I always imagine it to be. It was sort of like not really a kart, but it was more of a sort of racing car, but it was not like, AM2 sort of, racing games like Outrun 2, and that kind of stuff. It was like that, but it was it was on drugs or something, it was much faster. Can I not say that? I don't know. But yeah. I can't really talk about it. If no one's played it, then I guess...
Fair enough. To be honest, I can't understand a word you're saying. if they were to do, a racing game, I think a good idea for, one, Sega character to have in it would be the Crazy Taxi guys. Yeah, how cool would that be, driving around in the Crazy Taxi vehicles? I think that'd be really good.
Yeah, I think Sega has quite a rich library that they sort of don't tap into as much as they could, and I think the Superstars games, if they continue them, would really, kind of give them that sort of fan service that they seem to lack sometimes.
Yeah.
You could have tons of different courses. You could have Crazy Taxi themed courses and Daytona. I mean, just talking about racing games alone. And I don't know, let's see, do they don't own the rights for Metropolis Street Racer, do they?
Yes, they do, actually. It was made by Bizarre Creations, but I think Sega still retained the rights to the actual Metropolis Street Racer name.
I think that's why they changed the name.
That's why they changed it to Project Gotham Racing, as you say, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So they could make sort of mini games out of that, too. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff there they could do. With characters, and I think Sega Superstars Tennis kind of takes that first step in proving that. There's a lot of interesting mini games and whatnot. So yeah, hopefully the Superstar series is something that'll continue, maybe in different sports, or even just a sequel to the tennis game. Maybe just add more content or whatever. But yeah, that sounds like there's a lot of potential there, and that's a good topic, and we should discuss that some more.
If you want to talk about that a bit more, maybe go onto the forums and click on the forum topic, I Really Miss the Fighters Mega Mix by Corey Maru. So, we'll post a link to that on the the outline thing.
Yeah, let us know what you think, guys. Just add in your 2 cents, and maybe if the conversation goes on further, we'll talk about it more next week.
Great. We're actually coming to the end of the Nerdcast now. We were going to, last week, if you were listening, we had a small contest which Chris was holding to win Mystery Dungeon Shirin the Wanderer, and the contest was to basically talk about the worst game you've ever bought or played. Unfortunately, none of us actually know who the winner is, because Chris was the one who's picking out the winners for that one, and as you know, Chris isn't here. So we're going to have to skip that for now, I think. Yeah, so I think if anyone's really anticipating to win that, you might just have to hold on for a little bit longer. I'm sorry, guys. Blame Chris's children, or him and his wife having sex too much.
Yeah.
So on to the conclusion part, I guess. Actually, we've spoken about this a bit already. It's just basically we're going to apologise for the site being really crappy of late, and we're also still working. Well, Nathan, and some other guys are still working on the new site design, which we tested out a few weeks ago, but something was wrong with it. And yeah, that's still being worked on. There's some sort of big bug there. Not entirely sure what's all going on, but I'm told that it's still being worked on. And yeah, have you guys got anything to add?
Can't wait for it to go
just,
up.
Yeah, that's true. I'm really anticipating the site redesign. But one thing I just want to mention here before we end is just reiterate that we're trying to get together a Sega Superstars tennis tournament. And
yep.
the thing I want to mention is that I've actually spoken to Chris, and we kind of talked about some prizes that we were thinking about giving away to the winner of the tournament. I just wanted to, you know, I don't want to say too much right now, but I just want to tell the listeners that these prizes that we're coming up with are really great prizes. Me and Chris were talking about how we kind of wish we could just have them ourselves. So just, I would say, anticipate that. And another thing is we're in communication with the reps at Sega, talking about getting some really exclusive prizes, maybe some things from Sumo Digital, and it's really it'll be an exciting contest once we get it going. So just keep that in mind. Go out and get the 360 version of Sega Superstars Tennis, and you know, get practicing, because there's going to be some stiff competition.
Oh yeah, and you could beat me really easily at the game if you want to, because I'm not that good. anything to add, Ryan, before we go?
No.
Okay. I'm just going to apologise if the hosting this week hasn't been up to scratch because Chris has been away, but we've done our best, I think, and yeah, hope you guys enjoyed it. So
yeah, very good.
Thanks for coming, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll hopefully see you, well, whenever.
Next week.
Yep. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
So long.
Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. Monday night is my night to cook. Tuesday night we go and visit your mother. But Wednesday, we make sweet weekly love. It's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work, social, sports team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, it's all on. You lean in and whisper something sexy in my ear like,
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, oh yeah, it's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business.
Then went in the bathroom, brushing our teeth. That's all part of the foreplay. I love foreplay. A shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker, a shaker, shaker. Ow, ow, ow. Then you sort out the recycling. That isn't part of the foreplay process, but it is still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that baggy old ugly t-shirt you got from your work several years ago. You know the one, baby, with the curry stain. I remove my clothes very, very clumsily, tripping sensuously over my pants. Now I'm naked, except for my socks. And you know when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. Make it love for 2 minutes. When it's with me, girl, you only need 2 minutes, because I'm so intense. You whisper something sexy like, "Is that it?" I know what you're trying to say, girl. You're trying to say, "Oh yeah, that's it." Then you tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm quite sleepy.
Business, yes, business.